Welcome to another segment of Phil's Profit Points. This is Phil Simchich with Simcoe & Co., and I'm glad you're joining us. My goal is to provide entrepreneurs, owner managers, and professionals with powerful, pragmatic advice to dramatically improve your profits, grow your business, and increase your wealth. Do you offer your customers multiple price points? Do they have choices in how they do business with you? Welcome to this week's segment, issue number 3 of Phil's Profit Points. It takes time to build trust and comfort. The easiest way to accomplish this is to let your customer try you out for free. The car industry does this all the time with test drives, which is why taking cars for test drives is one of my favorite hobbies. Here's some ideas. Free. In your services or professional service firm, you can do this by offering free articles and information that demonstrate your expertise and provide value that builds trust. Proactive, an acne medication, is giving away 1 million free samples. McDonald's is currently running free breakfast coffee for customers, and it's hugely successful at attracting new customers who are addicted to the regular coffee chains. Another point, low price point. Let your customers try a sample of your services for a low fee. Offer a scaled-down version for a lower price, and let the customer upsell themselves and get a credit from their first investment towards future larger purchases. An example is offering a credit from a workshop against future consulting services, free apps on the iTunes store where you can then buy a fully featured version, and a demonstration software where you get free full access and functionality for 30 days to test the software. Bundling. In addition to individual prices for individual services, give customers an incentive for purchasing a bundle of services or goods that make sense. The cell phone companies and television companies do this all the time. You can too. The opposite of bundling, unbundle. This separates your offerings into smaller, bite-sized pieces. For example, if I order a computer online, I can add hardware power and software right into the machine that I'm ordering so that it comes from the factory with everything that I've ordered individually and priced and paid for separately. One size fits all. One of the worst things you can do in a professional service firm or in a business that sells a complex product is have a one-size-fits-all price for your services. You're probably undercharging and underserving your best customers and putting up barriers for new customers. This transaction price ignores the future lifetime value of a customer, including referrals. It may prevent a startup or smaller company from acquiring your services, even if you could help them grow and not spend a lot of time doing it. One service provider that I know offers scholarships to qualified customers who don't have the resources to pay now, but will make great paying and referring customers later on. Another discount services to attract new customers. There are lots of ways to provide value at multiple price points. How can you provide more value at different price points to attract new customers and better serve your existing customers?